On today's show, Toyota plans to axe half of its lineup in Japan. California proposes new rules to allow companies to test autonomous vehicles without a human in the car. And Lear creates a new seat that integrates with the car. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Last week, Honda announced it's consolidating production of two of its plants in Japan to help accommodate EVs and other new technologies. The company said this would help it keep up with its competition, but we speculated it's eliminating a plant due to the country's shrinking population. It has declined by 1 million people over the last 5 years, and that is obviously hurting car sales. And now Reuters reports that Toyota will cut its lineup in Japan by half. The company currently sells around 60 models in its home market and is aiming to trim that to 30 by 2025. An analyst with IHS Automotive says Toyota is likely making this move so it can produce models that are sold in both Japan and overseas. The head of VW's truck division said that he expects electric trucks for local deliveries to exceed 5% market share by 2025. And now the company has announced it will invest $1.7 billion by 2022 in technologies that will help it produce electric trucks and buses. The money will also go toward autonomous vehicles and cloud-based systems. And in other VW news, Reuters reports the company plans to create a new parts business. As of now, group brands Audi, Porsche, and Skoda all make engines and chassis parts at their own sites, which means it spends more on labor than rivals like BMW and Mercedes. But the new unit will bundle these activities, organize them even more efficiently, and it should help clear up money for its electric vehicle push. Currently, companies that test autonomous vehicles on public roads in California must have a human driver behind the wheel to take control of the car if needed. But that could soon change. The California DMV just released a proposal that would allow companies to test self-driving cars without a driver. The proposal would also allow companies to make autonomous cars available to the public. The new rules haven't been finalized yet, but the state is aiming to have them go into effect next June. Still to come, Mitsubishi creates a new type of lighting system.
AutoLine Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by Hyundai, better drives us.
There's so much technology in cars today, but seats are still pretty low tech. Well, Lear is looking to change that with its INTU intelligent seating. The seat will receive information from the vehicle, like acceleration, braking, and cornering data, to adjust itself to better support the occupant and keep them safe. On longer drives, this can help improve posture and reduce fatigue. It will also measure biometrics like heart rate, pulse, body temp, and respiration. If a person gets worked up, the seat can send tactile and visual warnings and adjust settings to reduce the stress. Or if there's a life-threatening situation, the authorities could be alerted. Sound zones with noise-canceling technology keeps unwanted distractions out of an occupant's personal space. If that means I don't have to listen to a nagging mother-in-law or a whining kid from the backseat, I am all for it. But if you'd like to learn more about Lear and what it's up to, which is a lot more than just seating these days, check out our new AutoLine This Week with Matt Simoncini, the president and CEO of the company, that premieres this afternoon. Just look for it on our website, autoline.tv, or you can find it on our YouTube channel, starting at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. In an effort to better inform pedestrians and other drivers of a vehicle's intended movements and actions, Mitsubishi Electric just came up with an interesting lighting solution. The safe and secure lighting system will project large, easy-to-understand signals on the ground and vehicle body. For example, a line of arrows on the ground could indicate that the vehicle is about to back up. And in a day when both autonomous and manned vehicles are sharing the same road, a system like this could be very helpful. Coming up next, a look at how autonomous drone taxis can operate safely with other aircraft.
Whether it's on television, online, or through social media, AutoLine knows how to effectively get your marketing message to the people you want to reach. Contact Stacy Eamon today.
Autonomous drone taxis, or what are officially called vertical takeoff and landing aircraft, or VTOLs, could become a normal part of everyday travel. On a recent AutoLine this week, we were joined by Robin Leinberger from Deloitte, and he explained how VTOLs can safely share airspace with other aircraft.
But the conversation about the altitudes and where they're flying, I think, is very relevant. And it's, I think, as they're looking at the, and I don't want to get too infrastructure involved, but that really, to the point, is you don't want to try to operate all of that on, let's call it, the main traffic management system because of the bandwidth requirements. It'll, you know, in a sense, as they said, sort of clog it. But the ability to have that parallel network that can integrate, because there will be times when those two airspaces get close to one another. Mm-hmm. There will no doubt be challenges when people, things stray from where they're supposed to be, which, you know, we all know that happens, and the ability to reconcile that and deal with it. And one of the things I think is beautiful concept around the quadcopters is, if those that have operated their commercial drone at home, is when you just want it to, it just stops and hovers. So there's the opportunity to take a pause, to recalibrate.
And it'll just hover there. So you take your hands off the controls.
Not controlling it, but if it needs to, and it doesn't have to proceed in the way that, say, a winged aircraft
it can
does.
Just stop.
It can just stop and take a break and say, okay, I'll just wait my turn, or I'll wait till that gets out of the way. The idea that it adds a whole other dimension of safety in the detect and avoidance space.
If you'd like to learn more about VTOL aircraft, you can watch that entire show right now on our website, autoline.tv, or find it on our YouTube channel. And just a reminder that coming up later today is AutoLine After Hours. Join us this afternoon on our website, autoline.tv, for some of the best insider discussions in the industry. That's it for today. Thanks for watching. We hope to see you again tomorrow.